Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Things to do during the lockdown by Hazrat Maulana Mufti Shakil Ahmad Naqshband Damat Barkatuhum. Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Pir Zulfiqar Ahmad Naqshband Damat Barkatuhum. So this is an English translation of what Hazrat has spoken in Urdu. Many of us are sad as we are not allowed to pray Jummah prayer at Masjid because of the ongoing pandemic and the nationwide lockdown announced by the government. They have urged us to stay home to contain the virus in the country. Indeed, this is a big test for Muslims from Allah. Now that the masajids, madrasas and maktabs are closed, each Muslim should make his home a masjid. We should offer the 5 obligatory prayers in congregation with our family members. We should make our home a madrasa and a maktab by doing zikr, learning and teaching the deen to each other, etc. One easy way to do all this is to plan our day. Each member of the house should have their own plan. The most important thing is to sleep early at night and wake up early in the morning. We should begin our day from tahajjud. To bring this into practice, we must stop using our mobile after Isha. We should utilize our time and divide it accordingly for all the activities of the day, such as praying obligatory prayers, learning, teaching, doing zikr, and doing household chores, etc. This is the best time for us because everybody in the house is around us. Young ones should treat their elders with dignity and respect. Likewise, old ones should treat the young ones with mercy and love. Generally, these things are not in practice as everybody is usually busy with the daily routine of going to work, doing household chores, etc. Whereas we get to learn about these matters from the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the translation of the hadith. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his parents shall be granted for every look of his rewards equivalent to that of an accepted Hajj." Those around the Prophet questioned, "O Prophet of Allah, even if he were to look at them 100 times a day?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Indeed, Allah is the greatest and most kind." We should also educate our young ones. There is a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on a dining cloth and Umme Salama, wife of our beloved Prophet radhiyallahu anha, and her son sat along with the Prophet. They started eating and the child ate from here and there. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Ya gulam, O son, sammillah, say bismillah and eat. Wakul yameenik, eat with your right hand. Wakul mimma yaleek, eat from your front." We can see that our Prophet is teaching the young ones how to eat, and all this is happening inside the house. So this is the best time for doing all this. We must also sincerely repent and do istighfar as much as possible and also recite the root abundantly. Lastly, we must remember our Muslim Ummah in our du'as. We must cry and beseech in front of Allah. Also remember to help the poor in this time of distress. May Allah give me and the whole Muslim Ummah the tawfiq to act upon these words. May Allah protect us and ease the situation for all of us. Ameen.